ויאמנדר צדקה ימד בייס רב נחמן מנרדויץ, around 12 lines from the bottom. רב נחמן מרדוי איקלה לגבי רב כהנה לפום נערה במעלה ימי דקיפורי. Rav Nachman came to Pum Nare, Erev Yom Kippur. Also, Irvi Shodo Kavdi Bikul Yosso. So, Irvim came, and they threw down livers and kidneys. So, Rav Kahane told Rav Nachman, Shkel Va'achel, you can go and eat from it, Ha'idnem, because Erev Yom Kippur, the Teire Shchiach Tvei, that Dizroiv Shoichtei Yisroel. What does Rashi say? Shodo Hoyu Mashlichen. Hoidne de Teire Shchiach Tvei, da Hayoim Roi Shoichtem Yisraelem Heim. Roiv of the Shochtem Terei A Yisraelem. Losofik treife loichaishinam, deroiv behemois einon treifes. So it would seem from Rashi that normally in this mokim gufim, roiv shoichtim were akum, but today it seems since everyone is kebeye sude and flesh erev yom kippurim, so the hayoim roiv shoichtim yisraelim heim. So I can assume the COVID comes from Reiv Shoichte Yisrael. I maybe it's Treif, so Reiv Behemes Einam Treifes. We'll be coming back to this Gemara soon. We look the Gemara weiter. Rabchie Baroven Isvadlei Karkeshe Beini Dane. Rabchie Baroven lost a Kishkem between the barrels. Osa lekamei de Rav Huna. He came to Rav Huna, it seems he found it. The shaila is this the kishke that he lost? Omalei islach simone begavei. Do you have a simon that this is the kishke you lost? Omalei loy. Islach tvias eina begavei. Do you have a tvias ayin that this is the kishke you lost, and you recognize it? Amalein, he said, yeah. Imkain zil shkel. She says, if you have a tviyasayin, you can go and take it and eat it. This is the kishke you lost. Rav Chanina chuzo ispadlei gabo de bisre. Rav Chanina chuzo lost the back of a behemoth, of Bosso, and then he found the back. Also, lekamid Rav Nachman, omalei isloch simna begav. Do you have a simen that this is the back you lost? Omalei loy. Isloch tviyas eino begave. Do you have a tviyas ayin? Omalei in. I have a tviyas ayin. Im kain, zilshko, you can take it. A third case, Rabbi Nosson Barabe Isvedle Kiboira de Tchelte. Rabbi Nosson Barabaye lost like a spool of trailers. Also, then he found it. Also, the Kamid Rav Chisde. Omala Yisloch Simna Begabe. Do you have a simen that this is the spool of trailers you lost? Omala Loi. Isloch tviyas eine begave, omalein. Kain zilushkel. So you can take it, you can rely on tviyas ay. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Huna svirelei ke rav rabbe. Rav Huna holds like rav. The osar bahalome. The whole problem over here, when he lost the when Rav Chiya Bar Avin lost the kishke, was beini dani, between the barrels, and later they found it, so the problem was, but was baso shinis alam in hayin, who says that this is the same kishke that he had lost. So, therefore, Rav Huna said, we will only be matter this kishke, if you have a simin or tvi yisayim. So now Rashi says, after a whole sugya, we had shitas rav, boso shnis alam in ayin is also, we don't paskin like rav, we don't paskin like Rav Huna. Ella amasnisin samchinin v'soymach on the Mishneh, nimtza bigvulim, if you found boso bigvulim, or motza boboso, so it says you're allowed to keep it. And even though it was nis'alim mina'ayim, you haloich achar roif tabochim, we from these Mishnayits, that it's speaking about they saw someone dropped it and he was watching it. It's a doichik peretz. That's not the pashtus of the Mishnah. The pashtus of the Mishnah would seem we're not chayish for boso shenisala minayin. So memele, so we don't paskin like Rav. We paskin like the pashtus of the Mishnah. V'chikaymalon hilchase kerav b'isuri. Hi, we paskin the loches kerav b'isuri gabi plukte de shmul adamrin. If there's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, then we say that Rav Shmuel aloche kerav. Aval gabi masnisin of him, the pashtis of the Mishnah would seem not like Rav loy. Some emailer, Sarashi says, we don't paskin like Rav. And the first makar is from the pashtis of the Mishnah. And Rashi brings another raya, the Rav Kahane oka chazinen, the Omalei Shkoel Achel. We see that there was a Maise Erev Yom Kippur that Rav Nachman Minardo came to Rav Kahane Erev Yom Kippur and he told him you could eat it because Reiv today the Tabochim Mashal Yisrael. So again, we see we don't paskin like Rav, and we're not chayish. But also shenis alam in ay. L'chayre, we have to understand Rashi. L'chayre, the machloikis of Rav. And the chilkin on Rav, to Baishpul, we found Boso that Reiv Tabche Yisrael. We found it in the street. So Poshi you should be allowed to eat it. Rav was Chayish. Maybe an Oirev brought this Boso. This Boso is not from the ear, and the anoyrev has a radius, it goes around to the anoyrev is not mukbol to this ear, anoyrev goes around the surrounding ayoris. The surrounding ayoris are Reiv Akum, the boss is from Reiv Akum, so if I find boss over here, so Rav said, Mehechitesi, it came from the ear that is Reiv Tapri Yisrael, maybe it came from the surrounding way. We are not, if we're chaylik on Rav, so we hold, don't have to be chayish that an oirev brought it. Don't be chayish that an oirev brought it. I can tell you that this came from an oirev. I say it came from the ear, and the ear is Reiv Tapri Yisrael. Fine. So that's l'chayre the machloikis Rav and the chilkim al Rav. Now let's speak about the mice of Rav Kahane. Rav Nachman came to Pum Nare, Erev Yom Kippur, and what happened? The Shodu Kavdi Vikuyoso. What happened? An Oirev threw down liver and kidneys. Now here there's no suffix. I know it Sikha came from an Oirev. So Rashi says, oh, he told them to eat it. You see, we don't paskin like Rav. Shema Shemai. Here? The Chilkim Arav only saying that Chayish for an Oirev. I see meat here. So I'm clearing, is this meat from the Shtot? Or maybe an Oirev brought it. So Rav said, maybe an Oirev brought it. We're not Chayish. Why should he say an Oirev brought it? I assume it came from the Shtot. But over here, an Oirev brought it. That's for sure. And the Oirev is a radius of, he brings from different Mekaymes, and Rav Mekaymes, are not Yiddish. So what's pshat? We don't know like Rav. Well, we don't know like Rav, but here Tzicha Neire brought it. So Lemaisa, I found the Rashba asked the Kasha. The Rashba asked this Kasha on this Maisa of Rav Kahane. He brings a raya, someone wants to say, if an oirev brought it, if I know clear an oirev brought it, then zikha yamachma. That nothing to do with the Rav. So he says, it's a beautiful shtik teire. He says, but from our Gemara, the mice of Rav Kahane, if we'll say that Rav Kahane doesn't hold like Rav, we see not like that. Taisvis le mice said a different shot in this mice. Taisvis says, Taisvis, the first Taisvis on Dav Tzadikayim at base, Taisvah says, Ula kamon de shori Rav Kahane kavdi vikuyoso de maisi urbim vishodu mishum de teire shriche. So Taisvah says, Hosam b'chol mekoymeis shesoviv shoy urbim yechayim lohovi mishom yeroiv tapche Yisrael. Taisvah makes an ekimte. Taisvah says that Rav Kahane was meiko because all the surrounding areas, the radius where an urb could bring from, everything was basa kosher. So fine. That's gebaldik. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns the surrounding areas were hetreifa meat. And why did Rav Kahane say it's mutter? Because we don't hold like Rav. We don't hold like Rav. So mehechi teisi. I mean, I feel like we don't hold like Rav, but here it came from an oirev. Mehechi teisi, should we say that, in an oirev, can bring from Rav Mekoymes that treif in the places, the Rav Tavchi Yaakov. So we have to understand Rashi. Tchelte tzorech lakira shaloi tischalev bekol ilo. So Mamela, and he was saying, Mechesa, so there's three shilas, and they all did not have simonim, the three dvorim and nevodim. I mean, the third shilas, he had no shaykhas at all with Rav. It's a shayla, he lost a spool of trailers in the shilas. Is this the spool? I mean, this is a shayla, and the raisa, can I rely? And yes, a simon would be good. Can rely on Tzvi Yisayim. Omar Rav. Now we're going to have a Meiradike Gemara. Before we learn Rashi, which Rashi is a new Mahalach in Gansen, I'd like to first learn the Gemara the way the Ritve, Taisvis, and the Ransai Pshat is two Mahalachim in the Gemara. And then we'll come to see and try to understand Rashi's pshat. Omar Rove, Mireisha Hava Mine, Simona Odev Mitvi Yisayne. Rove said, I was under the impression that Simonim are better than Tvi Yisayne. And why was I under the impression that Simonim are better than Tviyas Ayin? Do Madrinen Aveidosa B'Simonim. You return an Aveide B'Simonim, V'loi Madrinen B'Tviyas Ayin. That means if an Amoritz gives a Simon that this is his Aveide, so you return it. If an Amoritz will say, I don't have a Simon, I recognize that this is my Aveide, Le'madrinim betviyesayin. We're not mahader an aveide betviyesayin. Bahashte dishmatinu lahanishmaitse. But now, I just learned all these sugyas over here. We had three cases that someone lost something and they were marzer betviyesayin. Amine tvine tvies eine adife. So now I came to the conclusion that tvies ein is better. That means when Rove had learned Hilchis, he was learning Mesechtes Bob Metzia, and then Mesechtes Bob Metzia says, Yemar San Aveide, with Simonim Napa tvies ein, he was under the impression that Simonim are better than tvies ein. When he came to our sugye, there were Marzer with tvies ein also, so now all of a sudden you saw that Tviyas Ayin is better. So at first, before we'll see Taisvis, which is a little bit like the first Mahalach in the Ritve, I'd like to say over the Ritve, then we'll understand perhaps Taisvis a little better. Ike lemeidek my comma. So the Ritve asks, what was the Havamina of Rove that Tviyas Ayin is worse than Simona? The Hamay the Loi Madrinen Aveidosa La Maoretz B'Tviyas Ayna Ayna Mishum the Chayshinen the Omar B'Shikre. It's a different reason in Gansan. And a Maoretz comes and he says someone found a Keli, and the Maoretz says it's my Keli. I recognize it. It's my Keli. So why don't you give it back to him? Because I'm Chayish, maybe he's saying Sheker. Not that Tviyas Ayin is no good. I'm Chayish, he said Sheker. Teida, the Letzur midarabonam, Madrinim betviyas Ayin. There's no such klal, you're not Mahadar betviyas Ayin. You're Mahadar betviyas Ayin. A Talmud Chochem, he says he recognizes you give it to him. And I'm Oretz, he says he recognizes you don't give it to him. So there's a Chson in Tviyas Ayin in the Birur of Tviyas Ayin. In the bit of Tviyas Ayin is very good. Varai, you give it to a Talmud Chochem. And Amoritz, you don't give it to because I don't trust him. Now, what does it say in Agamor? Agamor is a Shaila, a person lost a piece of meat. He found the piece of meat. He has a sofik. Is this the piece of meat I lost? Yes or no? So here's a Shaila. Is this the piece of meat? I recognize it. No, if you recognize it, he found it himself. There's no Shaila, there's no Chiv of Ashava Saveda, I have to return. He found it himself. He says, Nesha, am I allowed to eat it? So there's no Shash Meshaker over here. He told the whole story. He was, yes, Nesha, I'm allowed to eat it. Someone said, you're allowed to eat it. So what did Rava see from Aveda? He saw that Tviyas Ayin is no good. For my Gemara, he saw that Tviyas Ayin is better. Fine. Tiltzu betaisvis, but it's a little better than our taisvis. The hada madrina letzuvim idarabono, haino betviyas eina dechoshev. That means something that one could have a good Tviyas Ayin. Kigoin kelim sheyesh bem tzad shinui v'chilu. That means a person lost a keli. A person lost a keli. So this keli, there could be differences in the keli. A person had this keli for 5 years. He can recognize in the keli, this is his keli. There are minute chilukim in the keli that he can recognize. This is my keli. So Memele, it's Shaykh Tviyas Ayin. Aber betwies eino de gorua, ke goin bekalkeshe bekiburi, afilu zuve merabon aloi madrine. But to return a kishke, the etzem tvies ayin, the koyach, that one has to recognize it, so this tvies ayin is, you don't have a good tvies ayin. This is a tvies ayin beinani. Vareza maidik toni hosom bechliya puya hareyem shaloi. That means that it says in Bava Metzia, what if a person finds a new keli? So a new keli, one cannot become acquainted with the new keli. He just got the keli. So it's not shaykh to have tvias ayin on the keli. So then you're not marzat at Talmud Chochem either. So the whole concept of tvias ayin, I can recognize it, is by a keli passed. I had it for 5 years. The keli, I can recognize this is my keli. A kishke, a spool of tcheles, it's something that's difficult to say you recognize it. Perhaps there's a slight recognition, but that's not called tviyasayim. When Chazal said you return to a Talmud Chochem, a Tzuvah Bonim, a tviyasayim, that means that something that there is a very strong tviyasayim. So the Ritva says, so Rava was under the impression, he's not talking about an Amor, it's Rava. Rava is talking about a Talmud Chochem. You return to a Talmud Chochem with a Simen, but you don't return to a Talmud Chochem with a mediocre Tvi Yisayim. If it's something that he doesn't have a strong Tvi Yisayim, he won't give it to a Talmud Chochem. That was under the impression. Now, all of a sudden, it says in our Gemara, by a kishke, they returned it with a tviyas ayin. So, by stois, a simen beinini, a tviyas, not a simen, a tviyas ayin beinini is also a good tviyas ayin. That he learned from our Gemara. Now, what it says, a kli and puya, brenu keli, you shouldn't return. So you have to say that you don't even have a small tviyas ayin. Yeah, so memela, that's that. So this is how the Ritva learned pshat. This is the first pshat in the Ritva. So as follows, Rove was speaking about, he knew an amor that you don't return with tviyas ayin because he's this achshash meshak. He was talking about a Talmud Chochem, but there's no achshash meshak. You only return to him with something that he has a strong tviyasayin, like a keli. But something he doesn't have such a strong tviyasayin, you don't return it to him, because that's not considered a tviyasayin. And from our Gemara we see, Kalkisha, which one can't have a strong tviyasayin, Vavel Pekin, they returned it. So you see, a tviyasayin beinini is also called a tviyasayin. Let us see Taisvis. This is L'chayr Pshat in Taisvis. Taime. Taisvis says, the kasha, the shani hosam, the chashdina lay dulma mishaka. Taisvis understood, you don't return to his ayin, to namorez. Dulma mishaka, shayne shaloi, do l'tsuva marabona madrina betvi is ayne. So what did Rava say? I thought that tvi is ayin is no good till our sugi. V'yeshloima, so Toysvus Mestama means like the Ritva. Docha mare betviyas ayin koldo. Not such a good tviyas ayin. V'hodem adrine letzuba merabonem betviyas ayin, eino, haino betviyas ayin gomo. That was the havamin of Rove. Rove held afka tviyas ayin gomo, you could return, but a tviyas ayin koldo, you don't return. And the chol hani amiroi da hoche lehoylem tviyas ayin goma. Didn't have a real tviyas ayin. Hilafochi mayolem lisho. He said they all came and asked the shayla. Malat eat it. Now please, if you recognize this, so what's your shayla? You recognize this. A kolchoch. They weren't sure. He have a yodi, the lehoylem lisho. He have a yodi bevadi lehavi misupokim klaldi. Never would have asked a shayla. So kochach, they weren't sure. It seemed like I wouldn't swear on it, but it seemed. And so Fakel, so here we see that's also called a Tvius Ayin. That's how, that's the Ritva in Tosfos one pshat. Now the Ritva says a second pshat. Aces, the first pshat is we're talking about the Tvius Ayin Gomor, a Tvius Ayin Sheine Gomor. That was the whole Mahalach. The Mahalach was, we're not talking about a Nama Oret. We're talking about a Talmud Chochem Guf, a Tzumim Boni, only marks about Tviyas Ayin Sheinigom, Shagombo, and the Mo's answer is no, not like that. V'yesh Leforish, a second Pshat in the Ritva, the Mikoresh Kasal Kedaitoch, the Maidel Amrinen Lama Oretz B'Tviyas Ayin, no, we're talking about an Ama Oretz, not talking about a Talmud Chochem. You're not marzer to Ama Oretz, Einay Mishom Shikra Legamri, not because I'm chaya, she's a shakra. Din kein, a moira de keritve, because if you're chaya, she's a shakra, nehedele bishvu emias. He says, I recognize it. And you say, who says you're telling me the truth? I'll swear. Kivin shein onu moitziyem mershus bailem. A moira de kezach. The Ritva says over here that by an aveda, that's it. He can't be mighty moment with a shvua. That's from a muzik. If a mal will come over to Leib and said, "I lent you $100," and the Leib says, "I never borrowed a penny from you," he says, "I'll swear that's gomlish mitgomlish. You can't be mighty moment from a muzik." But over here, no one's a muzik. If someone found an aveda, no one's a muzik, not being mighty from a muzik. Steht in Ritva, meure dicke Sach, that a shvu would be mavara. If you're not being mighty from a muzik, a shvu would be mavara. I thought, perhaps a raya to the Ritva, there's a gemara about metziya simonim v'simonim v'edechot, that means, let's say, that someone found an aveda, Reuven brings simonim, Shimon brings simonim, so we don't know who it belongs to, and then Shimon brings an edechot. So you give it to Shimon, and Neidecha does not nemen to be made Simon from a Muslim, only from a Chayav Shvuah, but a Neidecha, but Simon, and Simon of Neidecha, you give it, so it seems, and Neidecha has an Amonis by Aveda, because there's no Muslim, there's no Muslim, so Neidecha does nemen. So Al Kaponim, so the Ritva says, the Gemara had a problem, Rav had a problem, I'm sorry, Rav had a problem, why, if an Amoritz comes and says, this is my Aveda, why didn't you give it to him? You're afraid he's saying a lie? Let him swear. A shvur would be mabar. Elo taime. So what's the reason? Mishum da ama oretz lesle tviyas eina. An ama oretz doesn't have a tviyas ayin. Vitzuve midarabon and the chochem isle tviyas eina. There's a difference how a Talmud Chochem looks at something and how an Ama Oretz looks at something. A Talmud Chochem, he looks at it, he studies it, doesn't look at it superficially. He looks at it. It's be a sign of a Talmud Chochem. If he says he recognizes it, Itake had studied it, and some real his Tviyas Ayin is a Tviyas Ayin. A Tviyas Ayin of Ama Oretz is he's not so involved in recognizing it to begin with. Fine. So Memele, so that's how Rava understood. Rava understood that the reason you don't give to Ama Oretz is not al shash meshakya. That was the Havamin of Rava. Ama Oretz doesn't have a real Tviya sign. A Talmud Chochem has a real Tviya. That's the only difference in a Talmud Chochem and Ama Oretz. Fine. Iskan Shayla Ben. Fine. That's what Rava held. When he learned Asugya, so he said, no, that's not the reason. Why? Because here a Tviya sign helped. It should help. Here we're talking about a Talmud Chochem.
talking about a Talmud Chacham over there. All these people are Talmidei Chachamim. So what did Rav say for Basugye? So lechayre the Ritva Zapele. What did Rav say for Basugye? If we will differentiate between a Talmud Chacham and Amoretz, so what happened now? So there's a Meridik Aran. The Aran says, Pshat, what the Ritva didn't fill in. The Aran says, by us, it's Laf Taz, Taf Lamed Dalet, Omed Aleph, Bedafe Arif. Yeah. So the suffix was, yeah. The suffix was maybe an Amor. So it's never a real Tviya sign. A Talmud Chacham is. So the, yeah. Umiyu, so the Ran says on Daf Lamed Daled, it's in the middle of the line starts getting thin, in the middle of that. Umiyu, ikele meidek heichidaik rove mahani shmeitze de tviyis eina adife misimone. Dilme shayni hoche davle tviyis eina de tsuve merabonon, de mali tvei. This is in the middle. If you look to your right, you'll see it says three small oishis, tough, tough lamed. And you look to the right of the Ran. Look to the right of the Ran. And so you have Tov Tov Lamed. So there it says, Amiyu Ikele Medek, Heichi Daik Rove, Mahani Shmaitse, the Yisayin Adiv, and Mismon Adul Mashani Hochad, Avalei Tzvi Yisayin, the Tzuv, and the Rabon, and the Mali Tvei. The Yisub Toisvis, Tahani Rabon, and Badi Lehavalu Tvi Yisayin, Goma Bane Mili, Shilu Kain Lehutsu Chulisho, El tvi is ein sheni gomo yulehem, ke tvi is ein dam oret. Ve hochi oirelu de mahani. Period. Period. So the Ran says, the Ran brings down our toisvis. So vekert, because our sugye, the Tamid Chachamim, their tvi is ein in the Karkisha was not a tvi is ein of a tzuva merabonon, because they themselves didn't know if it's theirs or not. So their Tviyas Ein was equivalent to a Tviyas Ein of an Amoret. And they were able to be Seimech on it. So you see, a Tviyas Ein of Amoret is also good. So now I see that a Tviyas Ein is just as good as Simon. And so why don't I believe in Amoret? So Chash Meshaket. Now, the Gemara is Machadish Tchashash Meshaket in the Teres. That means, the Gemara held, Al Tchashash Meshaket is no problem whatsoever, the Amoritz is Meshaket, let him swear, and I have a Biro that he's not saying Sheket. So the whole problem is, by Amoritz, he has a weaker Tvi Yisayin. And the Rav held a weaker Tvi Yisayin does not have a Teres Tvi Yisayin to rely on. And he brought a raya from our Gemara, a wicked Tvi Yisayin is also good. So now, the time is out. Shash Meshach. Ben Amoret. So, let us, before we see Rashi, let us just chazer ein what the Shakla Vitalia was in Rove, and what Rove saw from our Gemara. According to Shita Satoisvis, Rove thought that you won't be marzer an aveda to a Talmud Chochem with a shvacha tviyas ayin, a grade B tviyas ayin. That's what he thought, because that is never teres tviyas ayin. And Amoritz, he never marzer, because there's a chash meshach, but a Talmud Chochem, you only marzer by a grade A tviyas ayin, not by a grade B tviyas ayin. So he thought, that's what he thought, but since he saw a grade B tviyas ayin helps by us, so grade B is also good. Great C is no good. Kli and Pui is no good. So the Shakal Bataya was, if you're Marza, he was under the impression you're not Marza, Tatsuma, Merabonon, great B. And Lamai said, he saw from Asugi, great B is good. According to the second shot in the Ritve, we're not talking about Afka Talmud Chochem, and Amma Oretz is also no Shash Meshaker, because it's fluid help. So why aren't you marzer to an Amoretz? Because he doesn't have a grade A Tvi Yisayin. An Amoretz says, they're a grade B Tvi Yisayin. And grade B Tvi Yisayin is not good. It's Kamash Malon. But here we see Nasugya, grade B is good. That's the Shakla Vitali. Now let us see Rashi.
So Rashi says like this. The madrinin aveidosa l'chol odem besimonim. Yomahadar an aveida l'chol odem besimonim. Uloi madrinin aveidosa betvi yisayim elo letzuve merabonon ba'ilu metzies. So here Rashi says, here, Rashi, we see clearly that Rashi is not learning like Tosfos for sure, because the whole shakl of Atayu was not Ama Oretz in a Talmud Chochem, and Ama Oretz he never marzeh because it's a chashash meshaker. The shaila was, I would think in a marzeh to Talmud Chochem. Rashi says clear, not like Tosfos. Because the raya is, you see, you're marzeh to a Talmud Chochem, you're not machzeh to an Am Ha'aretz, only with Simonim. So, fine, and then let's go a little further. Lahanish Maitze, but when he saw the Sugye, the Shori Iser Betvies Eino. Agemore he saw that they were Mater Isurim Betvies Eino. So we see from Rashi a whole new mahalach. That means that how did you learn till now? An aveda yamachzah tot Talmud Chochem. Oh, an aveda yamachzah. But isurim, I never would call him yamachzah isurim tot Talmud Chochem. With yamachzah isurim, what's for you saying? So the art school brings down the Meshiv Dovah, says Amur de Kipshat and Rashi. Rashi had a new pshat in the Gemara. Rashi learned pshat like this. Robin the Havamina held that Tviyas Ayin is not a, Tviyas Ayin is not a biru minatayre. Doesn't help. Tviyas Ayin doesn't help. Lo Simen. It looks like this is his. Fine. The Tviyas Ayin of a Talmud Chochem is like a little better than the Tviyas Ayin of an Am Ha'aretz, like the Ran said, the Ritva said. It's a little better. But this is only Svoralach, but by a Minatoire, I wouldn't make any chaluk. Rava was under the impression that what your Marzer an aveda tzatzuva merabonim betvias ayin zatakana derabonim hefke bezen hefke. And why did they bend backwards for Talmud Chochem? Because a Talmud Chochem mistome has a better tvias ayin than a Ma'aretz. Now I mean a Torah that is not a biru, but it is. There's an aveda, and he says he has to be a sign. We'll rely on that, and I feel it's not his. In momentous Chazal could, I mean, sometimes it's a better to be a sign than Amor, it's a Mamela. So we'll rely on it. Midarabonin, and Hefkebez, and Hefke. But the minute Rava learned our sugya, so then Asugi got very stuck in Asugi. Asugi says that we're Mater Isurim. Here we're Mater Isurim over here with Tvi Yisayin. So Memela, so he saw Tvi Yisayin as a biru min ha-Torah. He saw Tvi Yisayin as a biru min ha-Torah. That's how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. And he said, so now, since I see that it's a birra min ha-Torah, amina tvi is eina adif. Now I said it's better. So kan shayel ha-ben. You see, it helps. It helps by yisurim. Where do you see it's better than simonim? This kasha, the ritva is. This is another kasha, man. But well, it's a very difficult kasha. Where do you see that it's better than simonim?
So the Ritva answers as follows. The Ritva says that that I know misvorim. That means if tvius ayin means I recognize it. It's so if it is something, if tvius ayin is something, so misvorim is better than simonim because I recognize it. That means a simon is. I don't recognize Vedavka that this is my thing, but my thing had a niche over here. This also has a niche. So Memele, so that's Simonim. Simonim is not, it would be very modern that this is someone else's and should have a niche on the same place. Fine. It's modern, but it's possible. Tvi is Ayin is, I recognize it. I can't pinpoint what, but I recognize it is such a concept of recognition. So the Ritva, if you reckon with Tviya sign, and that I have a Rai from our Gemara, you do reckon with Tviya sign, so that means for it's better than Simonim, because he recognizes it. And now the Gemara says, and others want to say Adifa means not that it's better, it's equal to Simonim, Matthias and Brochus, Adifa means it has also Bachshiva. So the mother says, if you won't say that to be a sign is something, how is a summa? Mutta be ishtoi, to be boil ishtoi. Ubnei odam eich metomenish yisayim balaylo. Elo betvi yisayna de kola. Sal kochoch betvi yisayna de kola. So we see we rely on tvi yisayin. So now the Gemara is bringing a raya taka to the Yisod that Rove was machadish, that Tvi Yisayin helps, that Tvi Yisayin helps, because or else how would be, how is Asume Mutta Beishtoi? Eich Mutorim Bnei Odom Bnei Shesayim Balaylo. So Tvi Yisayin the Kolom. Zot Rashi, Shenos on Daitoi Lakiro Bekoil, he was nice and das to recognize the Kohl. So Mamela, so everyone is so suffocated, so you see that Tvi Yisayin is something. So why can you be so if Tvi Yisayin is something and Amoritz is Mutta Beishtoi al Tvi Yisayin. Mameda lo yafina dosim isham chimut hamomain chayshin and dilma mishakel. By a Veda you can't trust Amoritz. Maybe saying Sheked or Mamar Gezel Varayis Namshe Shalotam Misavlam or Mechamdosam. So Memela, I can't rely when it comes to Aveda. It could be there is a Chimud Momin. So there I can rely on the Amoritz. Maybe it's Meshake or others say Pshat. Maybe not a complete lie, but he wants it. And so it's a Heinreden that I can recognize it. I mean, recognition is something which is a very it's a very fragile virur. It's takim. My stomach's minor. I mean, it has to be mine. So he could work on it long enough till he'll recognize it. So that's why you don't. Yeah, teida. Yeah. So the Yamshel Shloime brings down a maskel echad estem a merdike kasha. The Gemara says, "How is asume?" And they don't see them. There's no, there's alkochor. There's such a concept of tviyas ayna de kolam. So someone asks them, and how is a cheresh muta beishtoi? There is no tviyas ayna de kolam. So how is a cheresh muta beishtoi? Asuma a cheresh. Or b'nei odom b'layla, how is a cheresh muta? So the Yamshel Shloime says that the whole shail of the Gemara is, he says, if Ishtoi is Sheicheves Bim Kaima, then you don't have to clear Bechlal. Maybe it's not Ishtoi. How did a strange Ishtoi get into the mitzvah of Ishtoi? The Gemara isn't talking about that. The Gemara is talking about that you found in a friend, you let's say you have a summa in a different meter, what she's doing there, basic net, and she says she's ishtoi. So now it's talking, is a summa. So what do you do now? So that you say, machan tvis ain't the color. If you have such a scenario, it's a summa cherish, that's what the Yamshi Shloime says. Omar Rav Yitzchok, later Rav Misharshi, I'll bring you another raya that Tviyisayin is better than Simonim. Dilo Osi Beitrei, two Edom will come. But Omri Planye Bahai Simne Bahai Simne Kotel Nafsh. Omri de Kazakh, two Edom come to Bezen. And they say, this person with this simon, he had a scar on his back, on his hand. He killed someone. We were there, we couldn't see his face, but we saw the scar. And now we have a man with a scar, look at Linalei. We won't kill him. Bezdin will not be soimach on. Now we have a man with a scar. And we want an Adam saw a man with a scar killing a person. So the Gemara says, Zila also I beit rei. For Omri plan yid I simne kot on afshe. Look at Linalei. We won't kill him. We won't kill our piece of money. Yeah? Ve'ilu Omri Islam Tviyas Aina Begave, but it was, I recognize him. This was the person that killed Katlina like. So we see that Tviyas Ayin is better than Simonim. Amar Avashi Teda, Ve'ilu Omri Inish Lishluche Karya Leplanya. Personal maker Shliach, call over the person. Which person? Yankel, who's Yankel? Bahai Simne, Bahai Simne. You know Yankel, you'll see the one is this Simon and this Simon. Sofak Yedele, Sofak Lo Yedele. It's a Sofak you'll never find this Yankel. The Simon and those is a little stout, whatever it is. So the Gemara is coming out and saying that Tvi Yisayin is better than Simon. Let us see what Rashi says. Teidet Vis Eina Adife. I don't recognize him. Now let us see Taisvis. V'loy misin isha al pi simonim, lahach lishne dom arove simonim deraise per basra di yibam. It's fine. The din is, if you hold simonim deraise, you're meisi an isha al pi simonim. Now let's say what we're talking about. We have here that, Rochel's husband, there's a simon begufa, he had a wart someplace, a scar someplace. We find now Lamaisa, someone is dead. Perhaps now we can recognize him a few days after the death passed. We can recognize him. But we see the simon, we see the simon that her husband had. So the Rabbi says in Yevamis, if Simonim deraisa, she's allowed to get married. Fine. We say, Simonim deraisa. So we're matter the Israel. So now, what'll be if she got married and now she's mezana with someone? Kotlina lo will kill her. The samchine nasimonim lachzike beishesish becheskeseishesish minashen. So Taisva says, our Gemara says you'll never kill with simonim. That's what it says. Must move to your sign is better than simonim, but you won't kill with simonim. So Taisva says, what'll be if she got married, to someone, and the whole basis of her marriage was Al Simonim. So she's an Eishasish. And now she'll be Mizana, we'll kill her. But now we're killing her, Al Pi Simonim. ואפילו נסבר, סמכי נסמל להחזיק, בחסק הזה שסיס מן השני, ואפילו נסבר הידי עדים שבעל הראשון כבר היה מייס בשעס הזנוס, ולא אמרינו שמבעל היה חי בשעס קדושן, בין קדושי הקדושן. So Taisa says, one more nekude. So Taisa says, what's your problem? Monafshech. If this was her husband, a dead one, so she's married. She's not, but maybe what? Maybe, but you can't kill her piece of money. So if you can't kill her piece of money, so I say this is not her husband. So her husband is Becheskes Chai. So the first husband is alive. So you'll kill her as the first husband. What's your problem? So Taisa says, no. What is the din? I want to ask you what the din is. If Adam came and now they know the first husband is Zichet dead now. Now they know the first husband is Zichet dead. B'shastas nus, he was dead already from before. That we know clearly. That he was dead B'shastas nus. But B'shastas kid, when she got married, I don't know if he was dead. If he died now, she's a Pnuya. Because could be he just died now. And so when they made Kedushin to the second husband, she still was married. So Taisa says, Abba Lamaisa, you'll kill her. How can you kill her? I'll be Simonim. Bishloim et debriya gavne nami le samchine na Simonim le miktelo la chsika ba'esha sismin ha'sheini el amrine shemo yechai baila le havi kedusha kedushin. Period. So Taisa says, you're right, 100%. We won't kill her, Taka. The Gemara says that you don't kill her, be Simonim. The Gemara says that, you don't kill her, be Simonim. So you attack her right. We won't kill her. A chain is as strong as the weakest link. That means, so if the whole biru that she's now an Eishes Ish is based on the biru of Simonim, Agamo says you won't kill her, piece of money. You're right. She's allowed to get married, and that was Seimechan Simonim. But to kill her, not Seimechan Simonim. So Taisu says, so you start scratching, yeah, I mean, how could it be? So here you're Seimech, here you're not Seimech. So Taisha says, let me tell you another motion. Chenim nisis api eidechot. What'll be if neidechot said meis bailo? Neidechot said meis bailo. Vizinso. Like katlina lo. You also won't kill ava bisha bailo rishinoida shay meis kwa bisha saznus. The loy lechod of a memnina lay. That what we given a monastery eidechot. We were saimech and the zbir. Legabi to get married. But we won't kill api and eidechot. And Taisva says, what's the halach? The halach is, and Neidechot comes and says, Meis Bailo. Neidechot says, Meis Bailo. Fine, we come to Bezlin, you're allowed to get married. Fine, you're allowed to get married. No, so if she's allowed to get married, so her husband's dead. It goes hand in hand, the husband's dead. No, the husband's dead, now he has two brothers. That Yarshin, the dead brother. So they want to be Yoyred Lunachla. They want to say, Yarshin, the brother. No, maybe he's not dead. Mandushev, is he dead? Is he not dead? So there's a dinner palgina and amonis. When it comes to be matter, to get married, we were soymech on the bir of Eidechot, Yishadaike Mintzvim. We were soymech, she's allowed to get married. Mishum Miguna, they were Michael. But to say Achim Yodom Nachapiyem, that's not. So we see in Hilchis Nemonis, not everything. If I'm Mamin Lagabi one thing, it's Amuchach Mamin Lagabi everything. Vegam Tzarosa Asura. What's the din by Tzarosa? The case of Tzarosa is like this. The din is that what if an Isha comes and says Meis Bailey? She says, not a neidechot. She saw her husband die. She's also nemet. Anisha is nemet to say meis bailo. Fine. Now, what is the din? There were two women. Rachel and Leah was married to who? Rachel comes to Bezlin and says, meis bailo. Husband died. So the din is Rachel's allowed to get married. Leah is not allowed to get married. Why? Because I'm chayish. Maybe Rachel is saying sheker. What did she say sheker? She hates this Leah. She's in the same age by Lee. Leah doesn't say you'll have to get married. Leah's gonna get married. Ooh, what? Then the husband's gonna come back and she'll be a sainte. Finally she got rid of Leah. What will a person do to get rid of Leah? So Mamela, so you wanna get married, Gizunte? But Leah will tell, no. It will lay, I'm chayish, maybe the whole mice of Meis Bailey is to make sure that Leah will become a Saita. And what if Rachel gets married also? So Thomas Navshi Meis Plishtim. I'll be that she should be begraven. It's worthwhile for me. That's, so Al Kaponim, so we see of Al Kaponim, she's allowed to get married, and the Tzar is not allowed to get married. So Mamela, that's it. So Taisva says, 100% right. How do you return a shtachoy b'simonim? For Yosei Sadi, that means the Malva gives simonim that he found the shtach. For Yosei Sadi v'omru ploini da'isimna v'isimna lova mi'ploini la'machkina. Taisvis understands the Rabbi Heitzor's moment, you're not mighty moment. If Adam will say, I saw Reuven with a scar, someone with a scar borrowed money from Shimon. I can't be mighty moment from Reuven. I don't know who this is, but the life had a scar. So with Simonim, you're not mighty moment. And if the Malva brings Simonim that this is his star, Simonim will help. The Leidami, so Taisa says, Leidami, Dishtar, Shinodam, Bursik, Boy, Sheyoyma, Shalihui, Madrin, and Shapir. A star, no one is a Mursik. So when he comes and says, this is my star, Madrin, and Shapir. Our moment should be at Bailim, and Lohitze, Dei Simonim. Rachinam, Lava, Mavkine, Chavitz, Miat Bailim, Yossi, Sadim, Roma, Hu, Chavitz, Taisimne, the Planyo. That means, that the two different things, if two Adam will come and say, that this Chayfetz does not belong to Reuven, it belongs to Shimon, they don't recognize the Chayfetz, but they have Simonim, it can't be Moitzi Momin with Simonim. But by Shtar, Pshat is Yemarsa de Shtar. I'd just like to mention for 2 minutes, there's a problem on Taisvis. The Rabbi Kibbeiga brings down the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, a very famous Rambam. Rambam says, Omar Eidechot Chelef Huse. Eidechot said that this is Chelef. So the thing is, Eidechot is Nemen. Then later, so this is Chelef. He said it's Chelef. Then after, the person wants to take this Chelef, he wants to eat it. Give him a story. No, this is Chelef. See, he's like it. He's like, Af al pi she iker ha iser beidechot, but it was huzak al yedei eidechot, so memela, so we give malchus. So bekeveg is ma'ira from our taisus. So what was the whole problem of taisus? It's also the same thing, the same thing that with simonim, you can't kill someone. But here with simonim, we're saying she's allowed to get married. Now she's huzak al tenacious ish. So later, she's an HSC, she's a Zin, so that's Rabbi Kibbeiga's gosh. So Rabbi Kibbeiga wants to say one of two terutzim. I'd just like to mention this Nakudit. Rabbi Kibbeiga wants to say either Taisus is Chaylik and the Rambam, number one. Rabbi Kibbeiga in a note wants to say a Moira de Kizach, that there's a difference between Malkis and Misa. Rambam says you give Malkis by Chaylik, but Misa you won't. This whole concept of your like al pi yedech is only gonna be malchus and not by misa. What is the lomdus? Is amurdik a lomdus? I think Abu Chanan Iksubis mentioned this lomdus, that the lomdus is as follows. When a echot comes and says that this is chaylev, you'll ask me, do I know that this is chaylev? I know that this is chaylev. I don't know. Eidechot isn't two Aiden. I don't know if it's chaylev. But Eidechot has an emonis to say this, an Issa Chalev on this thing. Means Eidechot Nemon B'Yisurim, he's Nemon to say this, an Issa Chalev. Fine, it's an Issa Chalev. That's the emonis of an Eidechot. Eidechot Nemon B'Yisurim. So now I know there's an Issa Chalev on this fact. Is it Chalev? Isn't it Chalev? I don't know. But Al Koponim, there's an emonis that is an Issa Chalev. A person who eats something that is an Issa Chalev, the din is he gets malchus. That's a din. Mise is not totally, Mise is totally there, you have to know the Metzias Advorim. Ashiyin if I say Shasish, my Shumas, you have to know she's an Ashasish. Mise is not totally, if I know there's an Issa Ashasish. Misa, you have to know in order to be, in order to give Misa, you have to know b'metzir she's an ishesish. So, the Rambam's chiddush, that the Rambam said, an Israel shen yischazek al pi eidechot, the din is yoloike, that's not going to be isurim. Eidechot is nemon be isurim, so memele, so I know there's an Israel chaylev, and a person who eats something, there's an Israel chaylev is loike. Masha Enkein, by Eishesish, there we have to know that in Metziah she's an Eishesish. So, we have to know in Metziah she's an Eishesish. And that we don't know in order to give Misa. In the Metziah we don't know. So that's why Tosfos says, if I only know she's an Eishesish, I'll be Simonim. Simonim is not considered that I know she's an Eishesish. So that was Tosfos Kasha, I can you give Misa? And Tosfos Taki, you can't give Misa.